This is Twit.
Apple said, we're sorry about the FaceTime bug, and I loved this, and we're going to give the kid the bug bounty.
Good for them.
Yeah. So, this last week? It feels like this has
been... I think it broke on Tuesday.
Yeah. So, at the time, we were kind of puzzled about this report that a mom and a 14-year-old had discovered it a week earlier. We weren't sure. In fact, I think we said something like, well, the Twitter account might be new. We don't know. It turns out, no, she's real. Grant Thompson and his mom found it a week before the security researchers did, a week before 9 to 5 Mac proved it. His mother tweeted Apple, and then I think later went to Apple support. Apple support, about January 22nd, directed them to file a radar bug report in order to do that. This is, by the way, I think we kind of, and everybody misreported that they said, no, you have to be a developer. No, they said, go fire a radar bug report, which is where bug reports get filed. It turns out, though, in order to do that, you have to register a developer account, which is not a huge... Do you have to pay?
If it's the
used to be $99, one, right? Yeah. Okay, so...
No, but that can't use the basic developer account for just getting
a lot of free things out.
I just don't know if you're just an Apple ID, but yeah, it is. This is, the knee-jerk reaction of so many people at Apple is file a radar. And this is like,
security.
The problem is this is a security hole, right? They should not get tossed in radar. Anybody who's used radar, Apple's bug reporter, knows that at least from the outside, it appears to be a black hole where bug reports, I thought you were going to say, Leo, where bug reports go to die, because that's kind of what happens with so many things filed to radar. And
I hear this complaint, though. We've had exactly the same complaint about Microsoft. Remember, there was a terrible Windows bug that deleted data, and Microsoft apparently knew about it for months. Or, well, it had been reported for months, but Microsoft paid
attention. Yeah, but like a zero-day security exploit that lets you listen in or see people in their homes feels like a little bit of an escalation.
Yeah.
But when you have a confirmation that somebody at Apple actually saw this report that this person tried to file, it seems like the first thing you do is, gosh, I work at Apple. I have access to an iPhone. I should try it right here. And then file your own bug report when you find out that, oh, dear, this is real. Did Tim Cook directly post on Friday one of the Mac blogs about, okay, it looks like we're not going to have our fix this week like we promised, but it's going to be here next week. And by the way, since I got your ear, I do understand that this should have been escalated much more quickly. Now we're going to be looking at our process for receiving these bugs and escalating it.
Yeah, they apologized.
They did acknowledge that, we should not have. They told us we didn't do anything, and that's a problem that we should fix.
So the mom, Michelle Thompson, says that on Friday, an unnamed Apple executive flew out to see them in Tucson, and he may in fact get Apple's bug bounty, which could be something like $25,000.
No, it's good. I think, look, this is troubling because this was a huge issue and with a lot of fallout and seemed to just fall through the cracks. At the same time, I do think, and again, I'm trying to say this is a big thing, we don't understand, I think, most of us, the scale of one of these big companies in terms of what comes in over the transom. Like, it's not like there's a person sitting at a desk with a telephone waiting for it to ring, and then suddenly a kid from Tucson calls and like,
Apple
finally,
bug desk.
Yeah. Somebody to talk to. Yeah, it's more like just thousands of calls, and it's
every
mostly
day.
Garbage, right? It's like 99.9% of it is not.
I can't figure out how to turn off my Wi-Fi.
Right, like 2% of it's bugs, and 0.01% of it is actual legit security issues. Right. And the challenge is, how do you filter that out? And they failed. They totally failed here. And it's too bad because it is a brutal test of one of these big companies.
Well, and you have a lot of people out there answering those phone calls, and we can't expect every person that picks up the phone to treat it like an executive would. That every person that's handling customer support when you call is going to treat it as if Tim Cook would treat it when someone called and said there's a problem. I mean, they're dealing with, this is one of, as Jason said, a whole bunch of calls. Now,
and they literally may not know may not register how dangerous or bad this could be.
Right. And it is, I have a feeling this was probably connected to the group calling.
Yeah. So group calling think it was around until 12/1/3 or whatever it was came out.
October.
Yeah. And it. Yeah. Group calling is, I have a lot of experience with group calling.
He's the expert.
Group calling is super, super complex as far as how you manage how you manage everybody hearing everybody else, because it's all mixed minuses and it's all going back and forth and it's all dealing with multiple data rates. And that, so FaceTime, when they say, oh, we got up to 32 people in FaceTime, that is an incredible feat.
Yeah.
And I know that there is an enormous amount of attention that was spent on other group calling platforms to make sure that exactly what we saw there didn't happen. And that's all they talked about.
That actually is a legit question. Do you think that that was a bug that should not have slipped through?
It's a bug that you don't think about until you do it once. I mean, it quietly happened.
You would have known? Is that what you're saying?
It happened in other platforms. It's just that we had issues where...
For those who don't know, what happened is if you added yourself to the group call with... Like, I call Alex, but I add myself, make it a group call. And then when the call comes in, I answer it on my second account. And it turns out that answers it on Alex's account, even though he has it picked up. And I can hear and see what's going on in Alex's
end. So, I mean, I think it's telling.
Until he picks up or hangs up.
It's telling that this is a feature that got delayed, which means it probably, because of QA problems, because of quality issues. And so you've got to wonder, did it get fully tested? Because it got delayed, was there pressure to put it out there? I don't want to undermine the complexity of these issues. At the same time, given what was required to duplicate this bug and knowing people who are software testers and QA engineers, like pushing the wrong button at the wrong time and adding yourself and all that, this is like software testing 101 stuff.
Oh, really?
So I'm kind of shocked that this bug got caught.
Yeah, that's what really surprised me. That was not something that, if you have this special, if you put this special file in a special directory, it activates X. Or if you happen to have had it plugged into FireWire instead of Lightning, no, again, this is like the monkey scripts that you usually put together, or at least I was aware of people putting together. That's just monkeys pushing random buttons automatically, and then the app, the script reports back if something happened that was not anticipated. So that was very, very surprising to me. And also, I think I mentioned this last week when we were quickly talking about it, that this is why I think that you are inviting bad mojo on yourself when you buy a huge billboard saying that the iPhone is the bastion of security and privacy. Which is, again, this was an accident. Like Alex said, other platforms have had this problem. But when you're going to really slam dunk that point so hard, it really invites God to say, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we made this happen on all their phones? And everyone would talk about for an entire week?
I guess I would say, though, that I appreciate the fact that they did that, because it does raise the bar, and it means that they're going to have to play at a harder thing. And something like this looks particularly bad because of that. And I think that's good, because it means Apple's going to have to keep on moving down that path. I think their secrecy
is, and they didn't try to deny it. They said this is a problem we should have solved, and we are moving to solve it, as opposed to, I can't believe that you think that this is a problem. I mean, this isn't a problem. Do you realize how few people were affected by this thing that you call a problem? It's so funny you think it's a problem.
And I think that their secrecy is part of the problem too, because what happened is that, for other platforms that are group calling, we would file two or three pretty rough bugs a week. And we would literally say, if you do it this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, this is what's going to come out. And it's because we were doing all these uncontrolled events, the guys that are testing it, they get into a zone of, you click this and click this and click this. And then what we were doing was clicking a different order than they were. And when they're testing it, they get into this pattern of, this is how they do it. And until it goes out into the public, you don't think of another pattern. Like, you don't even think another pattern would be possible,
I'm going to be in the rare position of defending Apple here. I'm usually on the other side. But bugs happen.
Yep.
Bugs slip through. Bugs are hard to get. Apple did respond. And I also understand why Grant Thompson and Michelle Thompson's report was missed. I think once it became public, in a way that Apple had to pay attention to, they responded very quickly.
Yeah. I think shutting down group FaceTime was a big move, right? Because you're breaking a feature for a lot of people.
Big deal.
And it was absolutely the right thing to do.
Without hesitation.
And they did it. Yeah.
Grant, by the way, says he also feels the same way. He was on CNBC's Squawk Box. He said he'll still use Apple products. Every now and then, something like this just falls through the cracks and can be found. He says, I believe Apple's still trying to protect user privacy. I love it that his mom said if he did get some bug bounty money for what he found, we'd certainly put it to good use for his college, because I think he's going to go far, hopefully. This is actually a field he was interested in before, and even more so now. He gets 25 grand. I think you've guaranteed this guy's going to be a security researcher when he gets out of school.
for $25,000, he's not going to go very far in college. That's
a semester, unfortunately. Yeah. Depends what school.
But. Absolutely.